Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences. And now your host, Mr. Zach D.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Zealous Disposition Podcast. Today, I would like to open with a question. And that question is, what is the difference between a weapon and a tool? In other words, what do you think about when you hear the word or the term weapon? And what do you think about when you hear the term tool? For the purpose of this podcast, we're going to use weapon as something that pretty much destroys something, right? A weapon destroying. And for this podcast, we're going to use the term tool as something that is used to build up. You use tools to build things, right? So we have that destroying and build. Now that we define that definition, have another question for you real quick. Can you name a couple of things that can be used as a weapon and as a tool? One thing that comes to mind is fire, right? Fire can be a weapon or it can be a tool. So as a tool, we can use weapon as what? Something to keep us warm. Cold nights, build a, you know, depending on where you're at or whatever, you have campfires, you're out in the wilderness, it can be a tool. It could be used to keep you warm. Also, some locations, you know, if you have gas in your house and all that stuff, fire can also be used for cooking. You know, cook some of that meat. A grill. You're out there grilling. Guess what you're going to use? It's either going to be propane or coal. But chances are, the outcome of that is going to be a fire. So you can use that fire to cook those delicious ribs. The brisket, the grilled chicken, whatever it is, you can use it to cook. So it's a tool. Now, what about fire as a weapon? Remember, weapon and destroy, right? So just think about all the fires on the West Coast, California fires. I'm from Cali, and I just, ever since I was little, I remember there was always fires in the hills somewhere. Forest fires, things like that. It was always some type of fire. And it's been in the news lately too. You know, a lot of people, this is not to trigger, this is not like to bring up sad stuff or whatever, but it didn't happen. People lost their lives. Some loved ones were lost in fires. Everything, kind of like everything they had, like material possessions were lost in the fires. It was devastating. Homes destroyed, you know, towns destroyed all by fires. You can see it on the TV footage. You see a tree on fire, then all of a sudden you see this flame just jump from the tree because of the wind is blowing. Jumps from the tree and lands on another tree or lands on a house. The next thing you know, that tree, that house, whatever that fire jumped in from the tree, whatever land on, that fire now is consuming that object. It spreads from one thing to another. Let's talk about that though too. It starts off pretty small. The originating point compared to, let's just stick with trees right now. The originating point of a fire compared to a tree, chances are is pretty small. It's pretty small. And it's unintended to really create that fire. Like it could be something as small as a campfire. An unintended campfire could end up catching fire to a tree, that tree, and then going on. Or someone down the road driving, dry area or whatever, smoking a cigarette, flicks a cigarette out, or some spark or whatever. Whatever it is small compared to the field that catches on fire or that tree that catches on fire. Whatever it is, it starts off small and it keeps going until it is stopped. Until either fire department comes and stops it or It has nothing else to consume or nothing else to destroy, right? So fire can be a wonderful tool and a powerful weapon. Now, let's talk about another or something else that could be considered a weapon and a tool. That thing is the tongue. Yes, that tongue that you have could be a weapon or a tool. It could be damaging words coming from your tongue. And just like that fire, starts off small, at a small place. Compared to your body, compared to the body, the tongue is a small part. Damaging words, putting someone down, that fire jumps from your tongue onto that person. That person then is consumed with that fire, being upset, being damaged, being scarred. Then chances are they may retaliate or take their anger, their frustration, their low self-esteem out on someone else. Then there you have it. That fire just jumped from one tree to another tree. That continues to go on and on until a lot of things are consumed. A lot of people are consumed with that fire, that negativity, that those damaging words, the putting down, whatever it may be. It is not positive. It is not meant for growth. On the flip side, that tongue can also be used as a tool by using encouraging words. Like stuff I mentioned before, the simple, like somebody's having a bad day or whatever. Hey, good morning. How's everything going? Or hey, what's up? Just words to enlighten someone's day, to brighten someone's day, to show them that, hey, somebody does care. You could be around somebody that's just like, not feeling all that good. Like, man, nothing even matters right now. A few positive words out of your day takes really little effort, but can have a huge impact. Once again, small things equaling or turning into big things, should we say. Those tools, those words could be used to build someone up. Then from there, guess what? Similar to that fire, you have now just watered that tree. That tree is able to help someone else or the next tree and then the next tree. They drop seeds. Seeds grow to other trees. Once again, you have a weapon and a tool within a tongue. And too often do we use our tongue as a weapon, not realizing that we are creating fires all around us, right? Soon, not realizing this, soon we will be surrounded by the same fires we created with no way out. And then ultimately we will be consumed by that same fire we created, destroying ourselves and destroying everyone around us. So in closing, will you use your tongue as a weapon to destroy? Or will you use your tongue as a tool to build up? The choice is yours. Be mindful of it. I suggest that we stop setting the trees ablaze and start watering them. Use your words wisely. Help build someone up. And if you have any questions, any concerns, any comments, feel free to email me at zealousdisposition@gmail.com. And I thank you always for listening to the Zealous Disposition podcast. And remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another, sharpen yourselves and sharpen those around you.